USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Congressional negotiators have 3 weeks to come up with a border security plan that President Trump will approve or the government will shut down on February 15th. New York Democratic Congressman Gregory Meeks on the Foreign Affairs Committee tells CNN the House and Senate members will approach the talks differently than the president.
They cannot just stand behind the president when he's talking just about a campaign promise that he knew he could not live up to in the first place, because the Mexicans will not pay for this wall, and the wall, as he has depicted it, is not something that will keep America secure.
In Denver, EPA attorney Matt Castelli urges Colorado Democratic Congresswoman Diana DeGette to do what she can to ensure there won't be another shutdown.
Please support legislation to take shutdowns off the table and take federal employees off the table as bargaining chips. We can't take this.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wade Alaroot for Tangible Investments. Tangible CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and can show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
A school bus collides with a train in Athens, Texas. A 13-year-old middle school student is killed in the crash. Police Chief Buddy Hill says the only other student on the bus survived.
One child, a 9-year-old girl, was entrapped in the bus and required extrication. She's a student at Central Athens Elementary, and she was flown to Children's Medical Center in Dallas. She's in critical but stable condition.
The 78-year-old bus driver is also in stable condition. The U.S. is delaying plans to return Central American migrants back to Mexico. More from USA's Wendy King.
Mexico is willing to help the migrants find temporary jobs, according to the spokesman for the Mexican State Department. But they will only accept migrants who already have a date to appear in U.S. immigration court. That means this is going to be temporary, not permanent. This comes at a time when Mexico is handling thousands more migrants streaming into its southern border. I'm Wendy King.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
Trump associate Roger Stone says he's been falsely charged with lying to investigators over his role in the leaked DNC emails from WikiLeaks that occurred during the 2016 presidential election. Speaking outside the courthouse over the shouts of protesters, Stone said the manner of his arrest Friday was unnecessary.
At the crack of dawn, 29 FBI agents arrived at my home with 17 vehicles with their lights flashing when they could simply have contact my attorneys, and I would have been more than willing to surrender voluntarily.
Stone said he will not testify against President Trump.
There is no circumstance whatsoever under which I will bear false witness against the president, nor will I make up lies to ease the pressure on myself. I look forward to being fully and completely vindicated.
Stone appeared before a judge in federal court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. The judge agreed to release Stone on a $250,000 personal surety bond. Fatima Ali, who became a star on Bravo's Top Chef, is dead from a rare bone cancer at the age of 28. She had written in Bon Appetit in September that she only had a year to live after being diagnosed in 2017. A large area in southeastern Brazil is buried in mud after the collapse of a dam that was holding back waste from the Vale Mining Company. Nearly a dozen are confirmed dead, with as many as 300 people reported missing. Environmental groups and activists say the latest spill underscored a lack of regulation. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.